guys. It's Amanda Rose. I'm so excited you're here with me today on the podcast XO Amanda Rose, where we talk about dating, relationships, love, and everything in between. So today I am talking about relationships and if relationships are hard. I was reading an article about signs to look for if a partner is cheating. And normally I wouldn't even read an article with that topic, but it was written by a proclaimed dating expert. So I had to see what they were saying. The article listed several signs to look for, but the kicker was that each sign was something positive in a relationship. So for example, it stated that if your partner is more affectionate, if he helps you around the house more, if he gives you compliments, it's all signs he's cheating. I couldn't believe what I was reading. I mean, it was crazy. Because here's the thing, relationships are meant to be good. You know, yes, every relationship faces challenges, but the foundation of a relationship is supposed to be good, not bad. I mean, we wouldn't be in relationships if they were all bad, right? We're always looking for a good relationship. So why would we think our partner's cheating if they were affectionate or helped us around the house or gives us compliments? I mean, that's what they're supposed to do, right? You know, yeah, every relationship has challenges, you know, but those things are meant to be there in a relationship. We're supposed to be affectionate. We're supposed to help each other. We're supposed to compliment each other. The signs of cheating are not when your relationship is going great. The signs of cheating are when your relationship is missing something like compliments, attention, affection, you know, maybe, or they're being shady, not all those good things when they're like showing you love. So please don't pick apart your partner and think, oh my God, they're being so nice to me. He must be cheating. He brought me flowers. So something must be wrong. That is absurd. Yes, that happens sometimes, you know, somebody will get you a gift if there was a fight, but don't expect the worst. That is just so crazy to me. You know, instead, we need to be grateful. We need to express our appreciation and do something nice in return. We need to show love in return. Because when we overanalyze and immediately think the worst in a relationship, we'll attract just that, or we'll attract conflict in the relationship. I mean, who wants to go around thinking, oh, my partner is always expecting the worst of me. They're always, you know, going through my phone, or they're always saying they don't trust me or whatever. That is a horrible relationship to live in. So I think we should definitely focus on being grateful, expressing our appreciation, and doing something nice in return when our partner acts like that, because we want more of that, right? Who would think that their partner is cheating? I just think that's so crazy. Why would you even write an article saying for people to start getting suspicious over their partner doing amazing things for them? That just drove me nuts. Anyway, so, you know, when I was dating, I went into each date with the mindset, what is great about this person? So I kind of want to go and just talk about mindset for a little bit, because I think that article has a lot to do with a negative mindset versus a positive mindset. Because when we're in that negative state, we immediately think, oh, just because somebody's doing something good for us, there is a hidden intention. And that's so not true. That is a huge limiting belief. So I'd like to talk about mindset. Even if you're in a relationship, you're dating, or you're looking for that person, I think this is important to know so that you find and create that healthy relationship. So something that I did when I was dating years ago, I went into each date with a mindset, what is great about this person? Of course, you know, there were some dates that I couldn't find one thing or find much at all that was great about that person. But, you know, then you know that you shouldn't go on a date with them again. But then, you know, there was that one date that changed my life when I met my boyfriend. You know, for the first time we met, I found out all kinds of great things about him. And I went into that date with that mindset, like, what is great about this guy? And I found all those great things, you know, right away, not everything about him, but some key things that I'm like, wow, you know, he has some great qualities. And still to this day, I focus on all his amazing qualities. I don't focus on what could go wrong or something that might annoy me. I focus on all the things that make me fall in love with him more and more each day. Even when we have a disagreement, I might be, you know, upset at the time. But afterwards, I go back and I think of like 5 things that I find amazing about him. And that helps me switch that mindset into a more positive focus and more positive energy towards him. And I think it helps me remember, you know, who he is. So that's why I love to focus on all the right things that make me fall in love with him. And I encourage you to do that, not just with your partner, but if you're dating, if you're out there and you're dating, when you go into that date, think about, what could I find amazing about this person? Because a lot of times we set ourselves up for failure. We go into a date and we start looking for all the bad things. So we don't even see all the great qualities that this person has. We're too focused on trying to figure out what's wrong with them, why they're still single. And that is setting yourself up for failure right away. So when we choose a mindset of love, we see more love in others. It's automatic. When we start having that mindset of love instead of trying to figure out what's wrong with everybody, we see more love and good things in others. We also attract better relationships. When we choose a mindset of assumption and negativity, or we're always looking for the worst, even in someone's acts of kindness, you know, like when someone does something good for you and you automatically think there's a hidden intention, when we are looking for the worst, then we set ourselves up for unhealthy relationships and failed relationships. So relationships are meant to be focused on in a positive light. Relationships help us grow. They're, you know, what creates love. They are meant to complement us. I can't even talk today, guys. So they are meant to offer us growth, security, love, acts of service, and trust. All those good things that the dating expert wrote said are signs of cheating, which is so not true. Relationships are meant to have those acts of service. That's a love language, to have that trust, to have compliments. Compliments are a love language, to have that growth and that security. So yes, relationships are meant to be good, guys. Don't look for the negative. And don't, when people are doing great things for you, don't automatically assume they're up to something. So find someone, you know, well, it's important to find someone that treats you with love and affection, because that is what you deserve. That's what relationships are about. Expect and see the best in your partner and see how the dynamic of the relationship shifts. So when you expect and see the best in your partner, not only does that relationship shift, but even when you're dating, when you go into the dating relationships and you're maybe casually dating someone, expect and see the best in them. Of course, you need to, you know, if there's any red flags, pay attention to those, but don't automatically go in and start looking for the bad. Expect and see the best in who you're dating. And just see how the dynamic of your dating life starts to shift and the relationships you start to attract, because our energy is everything. When we have that positive energy and thought process around us, we start to attract more positive and healthy relationships. It's proven. So just try it out. See what happens. So I just want to give you 3 tips to expect an amazing relationship, because a lot of you guys listening are single. So I want you to start expecting an amazing relationship, expecting to find that amazing relationship. So the first tip that I have for you today is to practice self-love. You know, we teach other people how to love us by how we treat ourselves. When we practice self-love and respect, we expect it from others. But when we are, you know, feeling unworthy or we feel bad about ourselves, we put out that vibe and other people, we get more of that back. So we tend to stay away from toxic people, toxic behaviors, and toxic relationships when we have a healthy sense of self. The women that I work with, I can always tell who has or who is going to have the best dating life. And it's the women who take care of themselves, the women who practice self-love, who practice affirmations, who take time to, you know, exercise or do yoga or do things that they love. Those are the girls that always find healthy relationships and always and never have to work with them very long, because they're already in that positive mindset of finding someone that will treat them the same way. So number 2, often we put limiting beliefs on our partner without realizing it and to no fault of their own. So the tip number 2 is to switch those limiting beliefs that you have and put them into something positive. Limiting beliefs can absolutely destroy your relationship and destroy your dating success. So when we have limiting beliefs, we sometimes like will have a limiting belief from past relationships. You know, if you were in a bad relationship in the past, maybe they cheated on you or it was an abusive relationship, you have to remember that your past partner is not your new partner. They are two totally different people. They have two totally different set of values. They have different characteristics. They have different beliefs and behaviors. So you cannot automatically assume, you know, that all men cheat or all women cheat, whatever it may be. You cannot go into a relationship with false judgments about somebody or assumptions because it's just asking for that failed relationship. I often see single people saying, there's no more good men or no more good women out there. And that's so not true. But what they're doing is they're automatically setting themselves up to find those no good men or no good women. They're setting themselves up to find a bad relationship because that's what they believe. They don't believe there's any good men or good women out there. So they're automatically expecting to find those bad relationships. And every time a limiting belief pops into your head about a relationship, I want you to replace it with something positive. So if you're thinking there's no more good men out there, I want you to replace that with every time it pops in your head, there are plenty of good men out there and I'm going to date them. You know, I'm going to find the best one for me. So any negative limiting thought, or if you maybe you're in a past relationship that they treated you badly, they cheated on you, you need to replace those trust limiting beliefs. Like if you do not trust people, you need to start replacing those limiting beliefs that it's safe to trust. So that is something that you need to work on. Put reminders in your phone, whatever it is to help you stay on track and replace those limiting beliefs. You will notice a huge shift when you do this. I do this with my clients. We do it on a more deeper level, but they automatically start seeing shifts in their lives and they pass it on to their friends. And I love hearing about that because their friends start to notice a difference and just how they interact and their energy level. And it's so cool to see the difference it makes when you start replacing those limiting thoughts. So definitely do this. Even if you just have to do it once a day, be mindful of that limiting belief, replace it with something positive, and you'll see a huge shift. Okay, so it's not something you just can do just like one day and be done with it. It's like a daily practice. Okay, number three, I want you to practice gratitude. Practice gratitude towards your partner, towards you know, your dating life, whatever it may be, your friends, your family. I want you to think of five things each day. If you're in a relationship, think of five things each day that you're grateful for about your partner. And it can be the simplest thing, like kiss you goodnight, or they tell you I love you, you know, whatever it may be. If you're single, think of five things you're thankful for, like maybe your family, your friends, or a night out with the girls, your dog. There's so many things to be thankful for, but just putting this practice into place and keeping that attitude of gratitude while dating and in relationships will totally switch your energy. So your energy is so powerful when meeting new people, and when in a relationship, it's powerful too. I mean, have you ever been in a relationship where you can just feel the energy if someone's irritated or if they're, you know, happy, they're joyful without them saying a word? I can do it all the time with my boyfriend or in my kids too, because you're always around them and you can feel that energy, and the energy is contagious. So you can totally shift a relationship just by the energy you put out there. Or while you're dating, like, have you noticed how you can immediately sense if someone is uninterested on a date or has a bad attitude? I mean, so it goes both ways. So definitely keep an attitude of gratitude while you're dating, while you're in relationships, and just keep that in the back of your mind. Maybe before going on that date, get a gratitude journal and write down like five things that you're grateful for today. And it could be as simple things like that you have the opportunity to go on a date, that you get to meet someone new. And go on that date with that gratitude mindset, and that person will feel the energy and want to get to know you more. Okay, so to sum everything up, yes, and to answer my question, are relationships hard? Yeah, relationships take work. But if you do those things, it makes it a lot easier. The three tips that I just gave you makes relationships a lot easier. And, you know, every good thing takes work. My business, creating my business, took work. You know, my kids, who I love more than anything, take work, but it is so worth it. You know, every relationship takes work to an extent, but it's so worth it. So one day I had a lady tell me one time that her relationship was like all rainbows and butterflies. And I sat there thinking to myself, yep, you're going to break up soon because no relationship is perfect. And actually a few months later, they did break up. But what I'm saying is relationships are not always rainbows and butterflies and perfect. It's a combination of, you know, that beauty of a relationship, the fun, the work that goes into it, also the anger, the frustrations, but those things bring growth and you learn from those things and you develop a deeper love. So it's a combination of all those things together that make relationships great. I wouldn't say they're necessarily hard, but they do take work. I think it's a good type of work. So, and that's what makes amazing, great relationships. You can't be stagnant and not grow. Every person has their own perspective, their own thought patterns, their own behaviors. So there might be frustrations and anger. That's only normal. But in the end, that's what makes relationships grow and become better. So it's important to, you know, expect that good in your partner, even when you're in the midst of a fight, and use it as a growing opportunity that you can grow together. And don't expect relationships to be hard, but instead use it as a thought as, I expect relationships to be an area of growth to create an amazing relationship. Because I know that's what I'm doing with my boyfriend. I believe we are creating an amazing relationship and we're working out things together. And I think I love that. And it's growing me as a person and growing me for my relationship. So expect your relationship to be an area of growth. Expect it to be good and have those things as like affection and compliments and helping each other. Your relationships, you're meant to be each other's helpmate. So expect those things. Don't expect them that they're doing those things because they have hidden intentions, but they are... That's what it's supposed to be. That's what a relationship is supposed to be. An area of growth, of compliments, of love, of acts of service, of compliments. All those good things, those are meant to be in a relationship. So if anybody tells you otherwise, those are signs of cheating. They are not. That is crazy. So expect the best out of your partner and see what happens. See how the dynamic of the relationship changes. So that's all I have for you guys today. If you have any questions or any comments, definitely send them to me. I love to hear your comments. I love to hear your feedback. And get out there, make a change in your dating life and see what happens. And I will see you next time.